What's going on, Sippers? It's your boy Pop, and welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. That's right. That's right. Look, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I truly appreciate it. We are on episode 7. I just want to thank you and appreciate you for rocking with your boy for 7 straight weeks, and I pray that something that has been said, a tip that's been shared, a takeaway, something that you are using and activating, because information without implementation is absolutely useless, right? So the whole point of this podcast, the whole point of this audio experience is for you to be able to glean something from week to week that's going to help you to propel your brand and your business forward and help you to stay consistent as a content creator for your brand and your business with confidence. So I hope that so far, so good, we've been accomplishing that. And in this episode, it's going to be no different. Today, we're going to be talking about how to create content that is pleasing to the algorithm on whatever social media platform that you decide to use. In particular, for this episode, we're going to be talking about TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. So if you're ready for it, let's get to it. All right, so understanding platform-specific algorithms is extremely important. As we are constructing our content strategies, as we are contemplating ideas, as we're generating ideas, as we are looking to create a framework that allows us to be able to create content consistently and with confidence, knowing what the algorithm on the platform that we're using likes is going to be a game changer for us. Platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok have unique algorithms that evolve frequently. And you see memes all the time. You also see, if you follow Adam Mosseri, who is the CEO, I believe, of Instagram, he comes out maybe every week or every month or so talking about what's new features and updates on Instagram, and even speaks to changes in the algorithm. And he'll speak on it in regards to what the algorithm is now prioritizing, right? At one point it was likes. At another point it was views. At another point it was shares and saves. And then now it was reels. And then now, just recently, I believe last week, he said that carousels are now what the algorithm is prioritizing. So these algorithms are constantly evolving and constantly changing, and these changes impact how content reaches an audience, okay? So we got to be clear about that. So what I'm want to do in this particular episode is make sure that you have easy steps to help you adapt to the algorithm and improve your content to reach more people faster. So before we go any further, let's go ahead and define what this algorithm is, because I'm sure if you've been on social media for any length of time, you have heard this word algorithm over and over and over again. Okay, so what an algorithm simply is, there are a set of rules that social media platforms use to decide which content to show to users based on engagement, relevance, and user behavior. You as a creator being equipped with this information on how these algorithms work, depending on the platform that you're using, is going to help you to be able to create content that's more discoverable, which then increases your reach and engagement without you having to solely rely on paid promotion. And I think it's very important to also note before we move forward that each platform prioritizes different factors depending on their goals. Okay, so for instance, TikTok is more focused on keeping users engaged with videos that capture attention quickly, okay? Whereas, let's say a LinkedIn is more focused on meaningful interactions, because that particular platform is more geared towards professional networking and business connections. Okay, so let's shift a little bit and let's speak to why understanding platform-specific algorithms is so crucial. And this is the heart behind why we are discussing this in this episode. So the first thing is visibility and reach. Okay, so remember, algorithms decide what to prioritize and what to show users first. Okay, So with that in mind, the better you understand how the algorithm works on whatever platform you're using, the more you can leverage that information and leverage that knowledge to increase your content's reach. Remember what we said earlier. The algorithm is simply a set of rules that social platforms use to decide which content to show to users based on engagement, relevance, and user behavior. So with that being understood, another reason why understanding platform-specific algorithms are crucial is it helps us to create content effectively and efficiently. Makes sense, right? Understanding platform-specific algorithms allows us to tailor make our content to fit those rules. Period. When I'm cooking dinner, I take into consideration what my children like to eat, because if I take into consideration what they like to eat, then I can make what it is that they like, which is then going to increase the probability that they're going to eat, right? So it's the same thing with the algorithm. You want to give yourself the best chance for your content to get out in front of as many people as you can. So if we're creating content that is in alignment with the algorithm or feeding the algorithm what it likes, then guess what? And to reward us for giving it what it wants, it's going to reward us with more visibility. And that, my friend, is going to lead us into what we all want. And that is audience growth. So adapting to each platform's unique needs can accelerate our follower growth and engagement. Through that follower growth and engagement, we can build loyalty and we can build engaged community faster. Think about that for a second. Just let that marinate. These are all the benefits of getting to know the algorithm. Visibility and reach, effective content creation, and your audience growth. It's not about swinging for the fences or just poking around in the dark. It's about identifying what works based upon the rules or the algorithmic rules of the platform and playing according to those rules and creating content that is in alignment with those rules. That's it. That's the secret sauce. Okay, so let me give you some strategies. So I'm going to give you some brief strategies on Instagram, for TikTok, and for YouTube, because those are three heavy hitters right now. And you can, of course, do some research on LinkedIn if you would like. If that's your vibe, then absolutely positively. Let me know. I can most certainly do some research on the LinkedIn algorithm for you, and I can do a follow-up to this episode just kind of talking about LinkedIn if that's more so of the platform that you prefer. Okay. But just for the sake of time in this episode, we're just going to deal with three platforms that I just forementioned. First is going to be Instagram. So the algorithm focus on Instagram, it prioritizes engagement. Spoiler alert, all of the platforms prioritize engagement in their own different way. For every platform, they want content that's going to keep people engaged and on the app for as long as possible. That intention that comes into the app allows them to be able to monetize our attention. What does that mean? Instagram and all these platforms are able to make these big deals with these other companies simply because they can prove and show that they have all this attention and they have all of these large user base, and they have X amount of users occupying the app at a particular time. So you can have companies that can run ads on Instagram. They could leverage all that attention to get all of the revenue that they want. This is why the apps are free. Okay? It's free because you and I are the commodity. And we are what Instagram and Facebook are using in order to monetize and in order to be able to get these large deals. Okay? Spoiler alert. It is what it is. Okay. So this is why we have to learn how to use these platforms to our benefit. So I digress. Okay. So Instagram prioritizes engagement. Primarily, it used to be likes, comments, saves, and shares. Now, it's more so leaning towards shares and saves. Missouri, the CEO of Instagram, kind of alluded to the fact that saves and shares are heavily prioritized, because what that signals to the algorithm is that the content that has been created is something that is shareworthy and it then could produce other streams of engagement, meaning people are sharing it with other people in their DMs and then they're having conversations about it. So all of these things are lending to people being on the app longer. Likes, okay, likes are cool, but likes is a very simple tap of the thumb and you can scroll on to the next. So that doesn't really indicate much, nor does comments. Comments are cool because comments allow more. Well, comments are cool, but again, not a lot of people are leaving meaningful comments. They're just leaving emojis, some fire emojis or a heart or something like that. And they're on to the next post. So Instagram, the Instagram algorithm right now is really prioritizing content that is saved and shared. Okay. Because again, that keeps the user on the platform longer. So what you want to do is you want to create meaningful content that is engaging. Okay. And you could also include a call to action to your content. You can ask people to save and share. You have to be kind of careful. You have to be very intentional about that, but you have to be very careful and creative with it, because as sophisticated as the algorithm is getting with Instagram, they don't want you, I forgot what the term that they call it, but they don't want you soliciting follows and shares and likes. That's the last I heard. However, you can never go wrong with a call to action. Tell them very distinctly, maybe in the video or in the caption, to save it, to share it, to, you know, even to like and comment. Give clear call to actions. But also, what I would recommend is when you are considering your content, ask yourself, is this content that I would stop the scroll to watch? Is this content that I would give 30 seconds, a minute and a half to? Is this content that if I saw it, I would share it with a friend, or I would share it with my spouse, or I would share it with whoever, right, that is significant in my life and have a conversation about it? Is this conversation worthy content? And if it's not to you, then more than likely it's not going to land with your audience. So you want to think about what it is that would capture your attention, which you wouldn't mind, which you would stop your scroll and which you would pay attention to, and reverse engineer that to make sure that your content is actually something that you would watch and that you would save and that you would share. Now let's talk about TikTok. So TikTok more so focuses heavily on watch time and interaction within the first few seconds. All right. So this means that you're going to have an incredible hook to capture the audience's attention within the first 3 seconds. That's typically the average time that someone is landing on your content. That's crazy to think about it. If you sit and think about that for a second. So you want to play around with hooks to the beginning of your videos that are going to be attention grabbing, okay? That is going to draw people in the first couple of seconds. So that could be a visual hook. That could be something that's on your screen. That could be some sort of effect. That could be, if it's when you're creating your video, then that could be maybe, you know, you're putting your phone, you plant your phone or you put it up on a tripod and you actually like pop up on the screen somehow. Something that is going to capture their attention, something that's going to jolt them out of their doom scroll in order for them to stop to listen to what it is that you have to say. So understanding that, you want to make sure that you are capturing people's attention immediately, and you want to focus on being concise, right? So once you've captured their attention, you can't then start to babble about whatever. You want to capture their attention and you want to go right into the value that you're giving. All right. You don't want to waste no time. You don't want to let too much lag time. You don't want no dead space. You want to capture their attention and go straight into what it is that you're going to share with them. That short and sweetness, if you will, is going to not only increase the probability of people or the viewers interacting with the content, but is also going to increase the probability of them rewatching it and ultimately saving it and sharing it as well. And last but not least, let's talk about the OG, the big boy, YouTube. Now, the YouTube platform prioritizes longer watch time, video completion rate, and user engagement through likes, comments, and shares, okay? So what you want to consider if you're going to be creating content on YouTube, you want to create intriguing video titles and thumbnails first. Now, let me just park right there. I was listening to a masterclass, I believe earlier this week, and the facilitator was saying that the top YouTubers say that they don't even create a video until they have created a captivating title and created a captivating thumbnail. They do that first before they even create the video. And when asked why, the reasoning was they understand that without that captivating title and without that eye-catching thumbnail, nobody's going to click on the video anyway. So they prioritize that before they even create the long form piece of content. So you want to consider that. And you also want to consider that creating long form content keeps the viewers watching for as long as possible. So what you want to do is when you are creating YouTube content, long form content, the mentality is a little different from an Instagram and a TikTok. People actually come to YouTube to watch long form content. Like that's the goal, right? That people have already been trained psychologically to come to YouTube for longer form content. So the trick with YouTube content is to just really, again, make it engaging. You want to create videos that are, again, relevant, that are relatable, and providing information that people actually want. As long as you are covering those bases, then you're good. You can go to ChatGPT, honestly, and go to your niche and, you know, type in a prompt about your niche and ask what are the five major problems in my niche. And based upon that, you can then ask it to create for you titles that you can title episodes of your YouTube videos, right? And you can begin to just allow AI to start to kind of build out that framework for you. And then you can turn on your camera and you can use the outline in order to create content that you know is relevant for your niche, that you know people actually need to know, that people want to know, that people are searching for. That's going to, again, increase the probability that your video is going to be successful. And that's going to land. And most of all, it's going to be impactful and influential because you're going to be providing for people information that they actually desire, right? And the reward for that is that you are gifting someone with something that they can actually use and that they care about. All right, fam. So we are landing the plane. So it is time for Sip on That. If you're not familiar with Sip on That, it is the part of this episode where I give you three takeaways that you can take and implement right away to get your desired goal. All right. We are big on implementation here. Information without implementation is absolutely useless. So if you're ready, let's get into these takeaways. The number one takeaway is identify top content types for each platform that you're using. All right. So you want to analyze what types of content perform best on each one of the platforms that you use. And you want to spend a few minutes looking at your analytics or your top performing posts. And not even your top performing posts, you can even look at top performing posts on the actual platform itself. On Instagram, you can go to explore page. On TikTok, you can actually go to the filters on TikTok in order to view the most liked content in your, and you can also specifically search within your niche as well, and you'll be able to see what the content that got the most likes and that was the most relevant. All right. So you want to analyze those posts, and you want to see what resonates with your audience on each one of those platforms. And you, and what you want to do is, once you've identified top performing posts in general on the platform, you can then use that as inspiration to create content using similar frameworks. The next thing you can do is you can experiment with posting times. Now, posting times, that's a bit controversial, because some people will say posting times don't matter. Other people say they do. You can experiment with it to see if it works for you. The timing of your post can make a difference, right? Based on the platform, based upon your audience as well. Depending on who it is that you're talking to, knowing kind of when, or having an idea of when they are most active, of course, will give you a bigger pool of people to have your content pushed out to, because they're active at a particular time. All right. So you could try to post during peak hours, lunch breaks, evenings, depending again on your audience. So you could also check your analytics to see, particularly I know on Instagram, you could check your insights to see when your peak hours are. So for maximum engagement, you always just want to keep your eye on which times work best on each platform, depending on your audience. And the third and final takeaway is, monitor your engagement and adapt. So pay close attention to your engagement, your likes, your comments, your shares, your saves, to see which posts bring the most interaction, right? Make it a habit to tweak and adjust your content every couple of weeks based on the performance data. So what I say is, I typically look at my analytics every 30 days. I say that it takes at least 30 days or a little more in order for you to have a significant pool of data for you to really see, look and compare to see what has worked and what hasn't worked, what worked and what has not worked. And you, of course, take what has worked and you tweak what has worked to make it better, right? You go all in on the stuff that worked. You push, you go ahead and cut off the stuff that didn't work. And you continue to adjust and you continue to tweak until you get your desired engagement and reach. All right, fam. So episode 7 is in the books. Now you know what the algorithm is. You know what it does. You know why it exists. You also know how to use it to your advantage. So I want to hear from you. What did you learn? What are you going to use? What did you like? Even what did you dislike? You can go ahead and respond back to this email and let me know. I look forward to your feedback. Or you can shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know there. That's fine with me too. Whatever floats your boat. And you have all the information to contact me in this email, as well as access to all of my offers. You can click on any link in this email and have whatever you like. So until next week, I love you to life, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to see you then. Peace.